How does one know how to be saved? Well, we just read the scriptures. We're going to read Romans chapter 11 about being grafted in to the good olive tree. We just are grafted in. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. Yahweh has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Know you not what the scriptures say of Isaiah? How he makes intercession to Yahweh against Israel, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets and dug down thy altars. And I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what says the answer of Yahweh unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also there's a remnant, according to the election of unmerited favor. And if by unmerited favor, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, unmerited favor is no more unmerited favor. But if it be of works, then it is no more unmerited favor. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election has obtained it, or the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded? According as it is written, Yahweh has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that should not hear unto this day. David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say them, have they stumbled, that they should fall? Yahweh forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more will their fullness be? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office, Paul says. And if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be separate or pure, the lump is also pure. And if the root be pure, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree were grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. Now let me read that verse 17 again, Romans 11, 17. And if some of the branches, if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them you partake of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if you boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root bear thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. We should fear. Don't be high-minded. For if Yahweh spared not the natural branches, that is, he didn't spare the rebellious Jews, well then take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and the severity of Yahweh. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness fell, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou also shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for Yahweh is able to graft them in again. Or graft, G-R-A-F-F, he's able to graft them in again. For if thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? So the Jews and the all you, the nation of Israel out there, all 12 tribes, will be grafted back in to your own olive tree. And I believe the olive tree represents the Messiah, Yahusha, the Messiah who died for our sins. Verse 25, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the evangel, or gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, but as touching those who are elected, they are believed for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and callings of Yahweh are without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For Yahweh has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who has known the mind of Yahweh, or who has seen his counselor, or who was first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be esteem and splendor forever. Hallel Yahweh." That was Romans 11. For some, probably a little too confusing there. For others, maybe it'll help us understand that we need to be grafted into the Messiah, the good olive tree, whether Jews or Gentiles or the nation of Israel. Now more scriptures on the thought for today. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's go to verses 14 to 17. "If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you? If any man defiles that temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. For the temple of Yahweh is separate and pure, which temple you are." And then chapter 6, in the same 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh." Yes, yes, we better walk cautiously on this world, on this wonderful great earth here, and ask to be inspired and blessed and led by the Spirit of Yahweh, in not only by the Spirit, but by truth, by His Word, not just by some thought we might come up with and we say, oh, that's the Spirit talking to me. Well, it may be, but it's a possibility it is another spirit, or it's just that we're making it up. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, Paul says, "I keep my body under subjection, I bring it unto subjection, lest by any means which I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway or reprobate." So even Paul was very careful and circumspect. He was always on guard and always dealing on the side of caution rather than on the side of complete, wide open, carte blanche liberty. This is the book of Galatians, chapter 1, and verse 8. "But though we, or a messenger from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Galatians chapter 4, verse 21, which says, "Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law?" Chapter 5, Galatians 5, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith the Messiah has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." We don't want to fall back into sin. Chapter 6, Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such as one, in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. We are reading from the book of Galatians. We need to help others and help ourselves. Help yourself. Ephesians now is the next book and the next chapter. Ephesians chapter 5. And this is about reproving. Ephesians 5, verse 11. 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of Yahweh, whether he be bond or free. Let me repeat that. Ephesians 6, 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of Yahweh, whether he be bond or free. Let's turn ahead to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 25. Colossians 3, 25. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. Thank you for checking in. 1 Timothy, I'd like to take you to 1 Timothy chapter 4 on this great thought for today, talking about your salvation, my salvation. 1 Timothy 4, 1 says, Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 5, here's 1 Timothy 5, 12. Having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And I'd like to repeat that now, if possible. 1 Timothy 4, 1 says, Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 5, 12. Having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Here's 2 Timothy. Let's turn or hear 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and have overthrown the faith of some. Now we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2, verses 1 to 3. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels or messengers was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Yahweh, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hope I didn't go too fast. I could. That's only three verses. Let's have an instant replay. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by messengers was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by Yahweh, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Next, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews 3, 12 to 14. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living Yahweh, from the living Sovereign One. But you should exhort one daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of the Messiah if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. That was Hebrews 3. Now, Hebrews 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. That's the Sabbath chapter there, written in 64 A.D. So 30 approximate years after the death, burial, and the resurrection of Yahushua the Messiah, Hebrews 4, the Sabbath chapter. But let's fear lest a promise being left of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Then, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Ruach, or the Spirit, and have tasted the good word of Yahweh and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, it's impossible then to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they impale to themselves, or they use the word crucify there in modern versions, seeing that they impale to themselves the Son of Yahweh afresh, and put him to an open shame. We're reading there from the 6th chapter. And let's turn ahead again. Hebrews 10, that's 10:26. For if we willingly sin after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more offering for sins. If we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of truth, there's no more offering, or it used the word sacrifice, no more offering for sins. That would be a sad, place to be there. A rock and a hard spot, they say. Now, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. One more to go here. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the unmerited favor of Yahweh, lest any root of bitterness springing up would trouble you, and thereby many would be defiled. And it goes on, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel sold his birthright. So I'll just read that one verse again there. Oh, and I'd like to back up there, Hebrews 12, 14 and 15. Follow peace with all men, and being separate, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the unmerited favor of Yahweh, or lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Telling the truth of how it really is, when he died for us on the tree, and rose again after 3 nights and 3 days. Now in Scripture, we're going to pass up, from the Hebrews, we're going to pass up the book of James and go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. But he has lacked these things, but he who lacks these things is blind and can't see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Once again, let's be cautious. It pays to deal on the side of caution. Or if we make a mistake, we're not sure which way to go, it's better to at least err on the side of caution. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the master that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. That was 1 Peter, well, that was actually 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and then verse 18, which says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they also are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same as he is brought into bondage. Now we've got to skip the book of John here. We're usually reading from that. Let's go to the book of Jude, which is 25 verses, but I want to just center on this. I want to center on the book of Jude, or the book of Yehuda, verses 4 to 8 and 12 to 13. Book of Jude, verse 4 to 8. For if there, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. They were ungodly men, or the modern versions say ungodly men, turning the unmerited favor of Yahweh into lasciviousness, and denying the only master, denying the only sovereign Yahweh, and our sovereign Yahusha, the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that Yahweh, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the messengers, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. And then verses 12 and 13 says, these are spots in your feasts of charity, or these are spots in your feasts, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds that are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit wither, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Revelation 2:22, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, I'll cast them into great tribulation, except that they repent of their deeds. And I will kill their children with death, and all the assemblies, or all the churches, shall know that I am he, which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. We come up with our own rules, and go beyond what Yahweh's Torah says. So if we just read the Torah, though, then we'll know what the truth. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5 says, he that overcometh, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his messengers. Once again, the website is yahweh.name. And we are here on the radio regularly during the weekdays. So thanks for being with me today. It's a real pleasure. There's challenges out there, and we're going to take them on one by one. We're going to take them by the tail. And, well, enjoy yourself, okay? Walking in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Yahweh. The title of the thought for today is Walk with Caution. And join us again, Maranatha. May he come quickly. Hallel Yahweh.